Joining us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline is our TSN Hockey Insider, Darren Dreger. What's up, Dregs?
Yeah, I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're good.
We're basking in the glory that is the Maple Leafs. I mean, 3-1 and a bunch of goals, and Matthews and Tavares look good. I mean, I think the expectations were through the roof, but in reality, they've met them. It's only four games, but it could be a lot worse. I think this was a big start for them. What do you make of it?
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, there's still clearly a lot more to prove, but, you know, based on the early indication, offense is not going to be a problem, at least with the top two lines. And I don't know. I'm a bit surprised that Austin Matthews has been as dominant as he's been through the first few games. And that's not being critical of Austin Matthews or anything he did in the offseason. I mean, you check in on these guys from time to time, and, you know, what I was told in the offseason was, man, look out, he is going to be a beast. But, you know, you still want to measure, you know, the capability of individual players. That includes Connor McDavid. That includes Sidney Crosby. Go down the list. And I expected that Matthews, Tavares would be motivated for a number of different reasons, obviously. I just didn't think that Matthews would be this good, this dominant so early in the season.
Dregs, we were talking about it, and obviously want you to weigh in on it, but like you just mentioned Connor McDavid training so hard in the offseason. This guy's been sitting in a hotel room for 2 weeks. And, you know, the league has had him on display in Germany and in Sweden. And they play their second game tomorrow. Like, at some point, the schedule maker or the Oilers or whoever's making these decisions have to be frustrated where the face of your franchise, technically, or one of them, is not on display for anybody to watch. And the reigning Hart Trophy winner has been over there as well.
Yeah, look, I don't disagree with the amount of criticism or the fact that we're finger-pointing at the league, at the Oilers, for, you know, building the schedule the way that they did. But I think that everybody has to absorb some of that blame, and I think we've identified those who are deserving of it. I think it is unfortunate that, you know, we're not showcasing, you know, Connor McDavid in North America in the fashion that we're seeing Austin Matthews and Tavares and go down the list, some of the bright young talent that we're seeing breaking into the NHL right now. But again, our listeners need to understand that, as important as it is to the Players Association, to the NHL, to showcase their international talent by going to Germany, by going to Sweden, by going to Finland, you know, when they make these visits, all of that is discussed, and to a degree, it's negotiated. And, you know, the Oilers flat out told me that, you know, okay, they didn't love the schedule when they first looked at it, but they thought it was a good idea to come back from Europe and work their way west, east to west. So, again, I don't know that there's any reason to point fingers here, but it is a bit unfortunate from a marketing aspect. I get that.
Darren, the Leafs score 7 goals in back-to-back games. Do you think William Nylander might look at that situation and say, I want to join that party, or maybe they don't need me, or the Leafs are thinking, you know what, maybe Kasperi Kapanen can fill the void here. It's a really interesting couple of days for the Leafs where this guy's a dynamic offensive player, and I don't know the pressure points, because when you're sitting at home, you got to be thinking something.
Yeah, you know, all the above. Oh, it hasn't gone the way that, look, it's not like Willie Nylander is sitting back in Sweden and desperate and hoping that the Toronto Maple Leafs go 0-5 out of the gate. You know, I mean, of course that helps with his negotiating power. A little bit, for sure. But, you know, you're more hoping that, you know, Tyler Ennis isn't going to work out on that line.
Mm-hmm.
And now that you see Kasperi Kapanen absolutely being a good fit on that line, I think that's the biggest pressure point. But he's well insulated. My understanding is he is, and I get it. You know, he's got his dad who's, you know, was around the National Hockey League, was a very good NHL player for a number of years, represents some people. You know, he's got a really, you know, impactful voice in this process, as we all might have if it were our son. You know, you push as hard as you can a few times throughout the course of your career when you feel like you've got an opportunity. This is an opportunity but he doesn't have any leverage. And he's losing leverage, in my opinion, with the way that Kasperi Kapanen is playing. What's interesting to me, though, you know, Babcock is pumping this guy's tires, isn't he? And deservedly so. I thought he played a pretty good game last night.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah. You know, I mean, beating out that icing, you know, Babs is always quick to direct us to Zach Hyman. I don't know that we need to be reminded how effective Zach Hyman is, but he does because he thinks that this guy doesn't get enough credit. But that icing play that Kapanen beat out and then created the goal off of, man, that's a kid who... He's hungry. He knows what's at stake here, and why would he let a chance like this pass him by? That, to me, is the biggest pressure point in any of this for Nylander.
Yeah, and I think if you're Nylander and you're his group, at the very least, I'm sure you were hoping that the fans and the media might do some of the bidding for you. I mean, there have been examples of this in hockey and in other right. sports. Remember, Emmitt Smith back in the day held out, and the Cowboys went 0-2, and Dallas went crazy. Right. And Jerry Jones said, all right, I'm calling him up, and they paid him, and he got his money. P.K. Subban in Montreal, right? Yeah. They didn't have a contract. The team didn't get off to a great start. P.K. was the man, and eventually someone stepped in. We all believe, or I believe it was the owner.
Right. Yeah.
And it was like, all right, here's the money, man. We need you back.
Yep.
3-1 start, 20 goals in 4 games. Nah. It's not that people are, you know, forgetting about Nylander, but nobody yep. in the media or the fan base is saying, no. man, you're putting pressure on Dubas and company.
Yeah.
So he's not getting that help, so to speak, from the Leafs Nation.
I hear you, Brian, and I'm not suggesting this is a misstep, but it's curious because normally by this point in a negotiation like this, one side buckles. And not in the negotiation, buckles with the media. And Lewis Gross hasn't done that. I mean, we keep speculating on a hard line of $8+ million for Nylander. That's his position. You know, we keep speculating on Kyle Dubas and the Toronto Maple Leafs. Zero comfort in going anywhere near $7 million. So is it Pasternak or lower? Yeah, perhaps. Normally by this point, the numbers start to come out and then the other side gets panicky. And that hasn't happened yet. And I'm not sure that's good business from the player perspective, but you guys tell me for a moment here. And I think we all have a deep appreciation for William Nylander and the type of player he is and what he could provide to the Toronto Maple Leafs. If you see 10 games of what we've seen from Kasperi Kapanen in the current role, is that enough to go, all right, I mean, Toronto's fine, so don't sign him or sign him and trade Willie Nylander. I mean, it feels like it's kind of heading in that direction, doesn't it?
You got to see 10 minimum, Darren.
Yeah. More than that. Yeah. I'm not...
Until Christmas and Kasperi, yeah. or like mid-November or that Thanksgiving, yeah. American Thanksgiving, and you're like, you got to make a call. I believe in this guy. That's when you decide.
You're right. I think we need more sample size. And let's not forget, he's playing with a guy who's a man possessed right now.
Right.
So
right.
if Matthews cools off and the chemistry isn't there, and I personally don't think Kapanen is as creative as Nylander. I don't think
he's not. He's not as talented.
I think when the dust settles, Kapanen is more suited in the top 9 role, not a
All
top
right.
6. My personal, he's a great skater, but I've seen a lot of guys who have $1 million wheels and 10 cent hands.
Yeah. Yeah, I
don't know where he is.
I think, Jamie, from what you've seen, I don't think he has 10 cent hands, and I think there's an opportunity where he might offer a different element to that top 6 where he wants to get in on the forecheck. He wants to fight for pucks. There's a level of physicality that might be a different element that could be valued.
That's fair. I'm not suggesting he has 10 cent hands. I'm just not convinced that, you know, Nylander, let's push him to side because this guy's going to do the job.
Of course not.
That's crazy. We've got to see a lot more.
You know who else? The real opinion that matters is Matthews.
Exactly.
Like Matthews.
Let's not forget, 34.
But he's done okay.
No, he has done well.
It's been very good.
But you know this, Dregs. I mean, at some point he's gonna go 4 games without a goal. I mean, it's gonna happen.
Yep.
And then can Kapanen give him a tap-in back door?
Exactly.
I don't know. Nylander can. He's proven that he can.
And I'll just add one last thing. I've never seen so many people get applauded for hard work.
Like, I know.
He beat the icing. First and foremost, I thought that was a tie that should have actually gone to the defenseman.
The Hyman one? I thought the Hyman one was closer than the Kapanen one.
No, the Hyman one deserved to be no icing.
You think so? It was close. Yeah,
it was close. It was a judgment call. Second of all, we're like these guys get paid to like skate their asses off.
I 100% agree.
Oh, it was such a great fortune. That's what your job is. Like I've never seen people were like, look at this, we got to spot shadow this. I'm like, are you crazy? There's so many games in the NHL. Yeah. There's every guy should be skating like that. That's what they get paid millions.
Yeah,
of dollars
but they
to
don't.
Do.
I know. Yeah, I hear you. They don't. Here are the two things that we need to be mindful of. All right. Go to December 1st and then subtract the number of games that the Toronto Maple Leafs have from December 1st to now, because those are the games that matter.
Yes.
If Willie Nylander doesn't have a deal by December 1st, he's not playing in the NHL. So yeah. Who's feeling the heat? I mean, if I'm Kapanen, that's what I'm looking at. I'm not saying he's going to mail it in after December 1st. No. I'm just saying my window to, you know, can, you know, and then the other element to this is, how bad can he get where the Maple Leafs are like, all right, well, we're not paying him 8+, but maybe we feel like he's okay at 7.2. You know, I mean, no one's talking about, well, you guys might have talked about it. I haven't listened to the show in its entirety, but,
thanks,
you know,
Darren.
You know, I apologize.
He's busy.
Team player.
Yeah, I know. Mitch Marner had 4 points last night.
Right, yeah.
So, again, we keep the Toronto Maple Leafs are in a stranglehold here, not because they don't appreciate William Nylander, not because they don't think he's a better player than Kasperi Kapanen at his best in game 80. I don't care what it is. They can't afford to pay him north of $7 million. And I'm not sure they can go north of 6.5. So that's the issue.
That's where we're at. Yeah, it's October 10th, so we got month and a half to figure this out, right?
Yeah, I think, and there's one other thing I was reading on Cap Friendly, that I think there's some trigger points that once the season starts, signing a deal now in years two to, let's say, sign seven, there's some cap savings at November 1st and right up to December 1st for the Leafs. So they've thought of everything. So there may be something that ties into that as well.
I still don't think they're getting a seven.
No,
I don't.
Yeah.
So somebody's going to have to buckle.
Yeah, I don't see it either. All right, Dregs, good stuff. We'll do it again soon.
Okay, boys, have a good night.
Darren Dreger, a hockey insider, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline.